Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Northern Oklahoma's winning new wheat variety is Baker's Ann, developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Baker's Ann honors former OSU First Lady Ann Hargis and is a premium quality variety with high yield, grazability, and test weight potential, and it's preferred by millers. Still one of OSU's earliest maturing varieties, Baker's Ann provides top-tier protection against stripe rust and acidic soils. Baker's Ann is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, the Oklahoma State Fair kicked off last week at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds, and I had the opportunity to talk with Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur as we stopped by the Made in Oklahoma store with more than 600 different products to choose from, which is at the fair. So if you have time, stop by and check that out this week if you're headed to the fair. But aside from the State Fair fun, there's always business to attend to, and Arthur said that something that's been taking a lot of her time is the medical marijuana industry and how that's impacting producers.
Well, certainly something that's been taking up a lot of our time is the medical marijuana industry and how that's impacting our ag producers. A lot of folks probably saw there were several interim studies, one that we attended yesterday at the state capitol. Our Board of Ag members were able to be there and listen to that in regards to drift and liability and how that's impacting farmers and ranchers. There is new leadership at the OMMA, so we look forward as an agency to working together with them. I think we all have to figure out how to be good neighbors and work together, but that's taken up a lot of time. The task force that's got our ag group members involved there doing a lot of good work to make sure that we're finding out exactly what those challenges are. Does that need to be a legislative fix? Can we work with the state agency to fix those things? So lots of time spent on that issue. We very much hear how it's impacting our producers, especially in rural areas, and we want to continue towards some better answers in regards to those dynamics.
Another issue Arthur said she and her team are tackling is a talk of agriculture sales tax exemptions.
That was a big topic over the past 6 to 8 months here in Oklahoma, and for our producers that utilize that when it comes time to renew, they get pretty familiar with how they do things, and that was a new process, and Tax Commission had changed some things, which was making it very difficult for producers, so lots and lots of conversations with the Tax Commission, had some specific interim studies again on that issue. I think we all learned a lot of things, and the legislature got to hear what some of those hiccups are. So I anticipate we'll probably have some bills filed this session to navigate through that process. Certainly our priority is to make sure for our producers that need that ag sales tax exemption, that that's a straightforward process for them to get that and to be able to keep moving forward with business and not get stuck in a bunch of government red tape. We don't like that at all. So we're working to make that a better process.
To hear more of my conversation with Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.